When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
So you're saying Powerade is better because somebody put a Flintstone vitamin in that bitch?
And let it dissolve, yes. It tastes better, is better for you. What's Gatorade doing besides getting dumped on the back of coaches' necks? Gatorade out here lazy, trifling, all right? Powerade put in work. Hey everybody, welcome to Hold Up. It's a big show about pretty small things, pretty little, pretty insignificant. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
I'm a course writer on The Daily Show, and just generally the person who annoys Josh the most. Because if I won't do it, who will?
Great question. So we come to you today humbly seeking your approval. We seek your validation because we are diametrically opposed, as usual. But this time, I think there's a line in the sand. I think that I can't see any concessions being drawn. I can't see us really coming to any common ground at all. Today's topic is Powerade versus Gatorade. Okay?
Woof.
Which one do you drink more if you drink either? Which one leaves you feeling hydrated, and which one just makes you feel a little ill?
I'll say, as someone who never really enjoyed Gatorade, but realized that there were absolutely no beneficial qualities to Powerade. Because with Gatorade, you could taste that it was like salty. You're like, oh, I might be getting something out of this. But there's so much sugar in a Powerade, I feel like I'm drinking Kool-Aid. So that's why I can't condone or participate. Also, I don't see, like, remember, like, also remember when we were in, like, because when did you graduate from high school?
2008.
Okay, so you just, oh, no, you were 7 years after me. Never mind. I know when I was in high school is when Powerade was, like, popping. And so, like, you see everybody drinking a Powerade and whatever, but I'm just like, this doesn't taste like it's being helping. This don't taste like it's restoring anything. I just feel like I'm drinking, this is an uncarbonated soda. Okay. So I only go Gatorade, because Gatorade tastes like, okay, you can taste that there's a little, like, saltiness to a Gatorade, just because of the electrolytes and shit, and then, but there's the sweetness, so you'll keep fucking drinking it. So Gatorade, I'll go with only because I feel like it might actually be doing something. Powerade is just an uncarbonated, it's a soft drink.
Okay. All right. Okay. So those are some great opening points. Some of them were actually correct. A couple of them were really on point. Okay. But Powerade, what you understand about Powerade, what you understand about the power that we're coupled with Powerade, okay, is that Powerade actually has less calories and more micronutrients than Gatorade. You were right about the salt.
What is
you were right about the salt.
What is
the
micronutrients?
Salt, you were on point, okay?
What's the micronutrients?
The salt was the electrolytes. The micronutrients in there are vitamins B6 and 12, as well as magnesium. Like, we're coming through with actual sustenance.
So just because you Googled what the hell was in a Powerade, You know you didn't know what was in a gate. You did not know before 2 seconds ago while I was talking. Not a damn thing about what's all up being these powers of AIDS, okay? You knew.
Yeah. Would you rather, even in the wording, would you rather have Gator Aid or Power Aid? Would you have rather have the aid to be powered or the aid of Gator?
Do you know where Gatorade got its name from?
Florida, right?
Florida Gators.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't give a shit, but because I'm not a Gator fan, I'm a fan of anything that's not UGA. Fine.
Okay.
Because Gatorade have been tried and true and tested on real professional college athletes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it has all of the things. The nutrientes, okay?
Not a word.
What are you talking about? Listen, it's got... the earliest version of it consisted of water, sodium, sugar, potassium, phosphate, and lemon juice. Okay?
Okay.
Gatorade was the reason that the Florida Gators won in their first Orange Bowl over the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Okay?
How is it the reason? What
they
reason?
Said it was a they said it was a contributing factor.
So it is
they
a PED.
Credited the
They're
team.
They're saying it's a performance-enhancing drug.
The team credited Gatorade.
Okay. All right.
The coach.
Mm-hmm. Doping.
No. Right. The star quarterback, not doping. Water. You think water and sodium and sugar
water,
and potassium.
Lemon juice. I don't know what goes in their big bodies to help them move big bodies. I don't know anything about that. I'm just saying it sounds like doping to me.
Sodium, water, sugar, potassium, and phosphates.
Mm-hmm. What's in those phosphates?
Doping?
Huh? What's in the phosphates? Check
You're
the phosphates.
Check the phosphates. What's the phosphate? I don't know what the phosphate is. I don't know what phosphorus means. Okay, a phosphate is an anion, salt functional group, or ester derived from a phosphoric acid. So basically, it's more salt.
Does it have a bunch of chemistry stuff next to it when you Google it?
Yes. Okay. Hold
Doping.
On.
Doping.
No. This is a naturally occurring thing in nature. Okay. Hold on.
So it's dope.
Because you looked up all that shit. Hold on. Now, this is the thing. This is just the early chemical makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of a Gatorade. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
They got thirst quenchers. Because for a long time, all they had was lemon, lime, and orange. Let's see. They started getting more flavors in the mid-90s. As I remember, like, people just sucking out. Oh, Gatorade Ice. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But there was I remember G2 Gatorade Rain, Gatorade Tiger was a Gatorade thirst quencher. Okay. As a result of, I guess, juicing Tiger Woods.
Okay.
They put them in a machine and squeeze them.
This is the thing. I think that the flavors of Gatorade went a bit wild, went a little too far, stopped becoming flavors, and started becoming just experiments.
So you're telling me that this Gatorade Frost Glacier Freeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just blue.
Yeah, it's just gross.
No. That gross. Blue. I don't know what a glacier tastes like.
Yeah.
There's
a glacier freeze and a glacier something else, too. So glacier is just a sort of accent mark on the taste of freeze.
But this is giving me, this says rehydrate, replenish, refuel. Electrolytes to help replenish what you lose in sweat. Carbs to help refuel working muscles. Because what people don't know is that sugar is a carb.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, I'm cutting out carbs. Guess what, motherfuckers? You can't have fruit.
Yeah.
Dude we work with, he was on the keto.
Yeah.
He couldn't have fruit. I think the only fruit he could have was a blueberry. But you
you can have
carb...
blueberries, and you can have, but you can't have watermelon, you can't have pomegranate, you can't have anything that's like high in sugar, and you can't have anything that, that maybe this isn't fair to say, but I feel like all the hearty fruits you can't have.
I know when I was working on my meal plan, I couldn't have any tropical fruits.
Oh, okay.
I could have apples and berries. I could have, what category of fruit is an apple?
I don't know, but apples got a lot of fiber, so you don't want to load up on too many apples.
Because it makes you poops?
Yep.
That's good.
Apples? Oof. I remember when I was in Chicago, I was just telling somebody about this. I'm trying to remember who I was talking to. When I was in Chicago, I was like, this is so bad.
Oh, no. I'm so excited.
I didn't have any, Leah didn't have any money. And so I went to a grocery store. I saw a bag of apples. I was like, that's dinner. And I was just...
No.
I just ate dinner like alluded to it. Just ate four apples. And, you know, it's a lot of chewing. So you get tired of chewing and you get full off of just really trying to break down apples in your mouth.
Man.
And then that is way too much fiber. That had me sat down, pressed.
You shaking together and running over. What I'm saying is,
yeah,
you should at least have some peanut butter. That had some oil.
Hey, I'm with you. I understand. I recognize my mistakes.
Man.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes these stories you tell, I'm like, I'm so glad that Josh is in a better place. Listen, all I know is...
Well, don't act like you really believe in it because you just already had it there. Don't act like you went and got a real Gatorade.
I did already have this because I was dehydrated. So
yeah, but if you had known better, you would have got a Powerade.
No, know? If I'd have known better, I'd have got a Pedialyte.
Fair enough, fine. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. But the thing is, I have not seen a Powerade in years.
Go
is
to
the
CVS.
Company, is it still in business?
Yeah, go to a Duane Reade.
What?
Yeah, go to any, I don't know, I feel like even the Sports Armor store sells them.
Sports Armor?
Oh, sorry, Under Armour. That's my bad. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I'm a little tired, and I let what I was thinking mash up with what I was saying. And
let me tell you something. Them Under Armour shirts started becoming Outer Armour shirts.
Real quick, right?
Real quick.
The level of confidence people have.
Mm.
To wear those Under Armours, but just casually?
Mm.
The idea, because first of all, you know how skin tight those things are?
They are a body stocking for a man.
They soak up every part of you.
And
it is the closest to a hug a lot of people have had.
They're male Spanx because...
It's what wild.
What I can say is in my life, I've seen the men that I've seen wearing Under Armour...
Mm-hmm.
As outerwear are never men that play sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are we doing here? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting what it did. Cause it's like, you know, you see this man who, you know, is not playing a sport. Cause they have a moisture wicking.
Is that the benefit? I have no idea what you just said.
Moisture wicking, meaning
okay,
that you wear them under your clothes when you're playing a sport because it pulls the sweat away from the body.
Now, I don't think so. I don't want to lie on them, but I don't think so. The thing is that what I found it does and what I think a lot of guys think that it does for them is that because it's skin tight.
Giving that body oddy oddy.
Yeah, if there's any muscle definition that you have at all,
yeah,
the Under Armour will follow it. So it's like you'll see dudes with even a decent back, right? Like even decent back muscles.
I love a good back. I love arms. Ugh. I'm an arms person. I'm an arms man. Like a man with like just a nice.
Uh-huh.
Because I like hugs. So a nice arm.
Yeah.
But I do. Some men do have like very weird hands.
What?
Yeah, some men have weird hands, and I don't like it.
What are you talking about?
His hands are just weird.
Well, how, weird how?
He don't go right.
What does go right mean?
Like, you ever seen a man whose hands are too small for his body?
I hope not. What?
I've seen it. They look like Muppets. Just little, like grown men with little kid hands. Like, if you're a man who's, like, I'm a woman who's 5'4".
Okay.
If you're a man who's taller than me, but whose hands are smaller than mine, I'm worried. Because it's weird. I don't want to hold your hand and be the big spoon.
Wow. Okay. Didn't even know that. That wow.
I feel like I just woke you up.
Yeah, that was insane. I
like hands. I like arms. I pay attention to those things. Well, so the guy who came up with it was Kevin Plank. He said, as a fullback at the University of Maryland, Plank got tired of having to change out of the sweat-soaked T-shirts worn under his jersey. However, he noticed that his compression shorts, worn during practice, stayed dry. This inspired him to make a T-shirt using moisture-wicking synthetic material. So, yeah.
So, moisture-wicking and heat. That's wild. Wow. You really called it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what half the compression stuff is for, really.
Well, I think my homeboy was telling me that he wore compression shorts when he played football or baseball. One of them sports to keep his man parts still.
I think it would keep them still. I think you're right.
Just to stop them from banging into each other.
That is tough when you're running. And you want to go faster. But it's not happening.
Wait, so testicles bang into each other?
Yeah. Huh. What? Do you mean within or next to stuff?
Within, like other, in between your legs.
Not really. Not like, I thought you meant, do they bang into stuff as in like swinging from side to side? Do they hit thigh?
Does that happen?
100%, yes.
They are a pendulum shape.
If you get old enough, now I don't know how true this is.
Oh, they'll hit the water in the toilet?
No. What?
I've heard that.
I've heard that too, but that's not, because that's not where I was going, it took me.
Oh. I feel like the water in that toilet was just too high.
Maybe. You don't know how long they get.
I don't. So the Under Armour shorts make sense because it's like the compression. Okay, so you don't want your man parts to be moving a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I do. There was a day I think it was you and Devin, but mainly you, got so annoyed with me because I asked you if you had to pee.
What?
Could you just put your finger on the end of it and stop the pee from coming?
Sometimes you do ask questions that make me worry about, like, have you met Mr. Penis?
Only reason I ask that question is because I know.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to pee and I have to wait, I can squeeze my thighs together.
Mm-hmm.
Or wrap my, or like, you know, put my legs one over the other.
Yeah.
Men don't have that option because everything's in front.
Yeah.
Like, if you put your legs together, nothing happens.
Yeah.
So, like, you think that, like, the I have to pee kind of thing, and it's just like,
yeah,
you're not doing anything.
Yeah, you just gotta bend it in half like a hose.
What do you mean?
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
What has more sugar in it?
Let's see. Okay.
Powerade versus Gatorade. It already came up here. Bam. Huh. Sorry, I don't need to be doing that. Is Powerade better for you than Gatorade? Gatorade contains 160 milligrams of sodium and 45 milligrams of potassium per serving, whereas Powerade contains 150 milligrams of sodium and 35 milligrams of potassium per serving. In comparison, yes. Gatorade is slightly better at replacing lost electrolytes.
Depending on if that's what you need. Do you need some B6?
What are you drinking it for?
Do you need some B12? Do you need some rehydration alongside it? You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe Gatorade is over here like, ooh, I got electrolytes. I got some salt in it
but
in case
it
you want to get thirstier.
Said,
I got some lemon water in case you hate your life.
Okay, fine. What sports drink is best for hydration? Best overall? Gatorade. Ooh, Body Armor. I tried this drink. It's actually pretty good.
So who conducted the study?
Let's see.
Was it Gatorade.com?
Let's see who conducted this.
Is it a reputable source?
Reputable?
Reputable.
It was foodnetwork.com who did it.
And you gonna trust them? Huh. You gonna trust them? You gonna trust the what is it? Dives, dig-ins, and dashes? Huh? Is that who you want to trust?
Do another three.
Is that what you want to trust? You want to put your faith in dinner, destitute, and dogs? Huh?
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Do you want to put your faith in dugouts, ditches, and drains?
The test was right. Listen. This is from Dana Angelo White, MSRD.
Another D. Okay. Suspicious.
She's a registered dietitian, certified athletic trainer, and owner of Dana White Nutrition, Inc., which specializes in culinary and sports nutrition. She's the one that did it. She wrote the article.
She's the owner of Dana White Nutrition, Inc. Lots of D's, lots of lack of trust for me.
Ma'am, she specializes in culinary and sports nutrition. She's got some recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep making that face.
That's not what we're here for.
I'm just saying, I'm just throwing out there, this is the person that you want to teach you to dip, dive, dodge, and dine.
This is not Guy Fieri, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said, best overall, Gatorade.
So my thing is...
Your friend Powerade.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't even on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you
all
just
I'm
trust
saying,
this list because it exists, right?
I trust the list because a nutritionist made it.
Okay.
Also, now hold on. Mm-hmm. What are the best drinks to replace electrolytes? Here are 8 electrolyte-rich beverages you may want to add to your health and wellness toolkit. 1, coconut water or coconut juice. 2, milk.
Oh, what?
Milk?
That doesn't sound right.
At all.
If you worked out and then you had a tall glass of milk, I think your day
Nigga,
is over.
This is not 1952. No one is exercising than having milk.
What do you mean no one? They're putting them on electrolyte lists.
Hold on. Are there... I hope somebody didn't just swerve their car when they fucking heard milk.
Yeah. The way that
I swerved my car.
My inserts.
Bro. In addition to its... Okay. Are there electrolytes in milk is what I Googled.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to its rich supply of electrolytes like calcium, sodium, and potassium, milk provides a healthy combination of carbs and protein. These two macronutrients can help you refuel and promote muscle tissue repair after a workout. Oh, so when you hurt your boob, you should have been drinking milk.
Never me.
You don't like milk?
I don't like it enough to drink it after a workout. Like at what point, imagine if you finished a race and somebody hands you a glass of milk, you'd be like, I didn't know you wanted to fight. I'm going to have to come up with my own Powerade / Gatorade if milk is doing such a great job.
With all of the science that I have read, is that no one can tell me why Powerade is even worth drinking.
Wow. I feel it like I've been come telling up you the entire time.
It's not a conversation.
It's 100% the conversation.
The articles are out. It's been proven.
The articles are hack. Okay? Remember that.
You are too sleepy to have this conversation with me.
No, I'm awake.
You're what?
And I'll tell you right now.
Tell me
that
again.
I don't care what Dana White's nutrition says on dip, dive, dash, drink, and drool. Okay? These are not real stats. You want to get hydrated, you hit that Powerade.
But it's a proven fact that there is literally more milligrams of potassiums and things in Gatorade.
About milligrams, you lost me. Once you talk about milligrams and not really getting it in, when you're not talking about getting in the nutrients that you need wholly, right? Fully, okay? Then
so you're
saying
Powerade is better because somebody put a Flintstone vitamin in that bitch?
And let it dissolve, yes. It tastes better, is better for you. What's Gatorade doing besides getting dumped on the back of coaches' necks? Gatorade out here lazy, trifling, all right? Powerade put in work. I'm a menace.
You're
you know
a menace,
what's a real menace? Gatorade's a menace, all right? The most excited kids get about Gatorade is to dump it.
No.
Yeah.
No one's even drinking Powerade, though. Powerade, listen, that's what I'm saying. At least Gatorade gave you hydration throughout the game, and then you won. Now it's a celebratory act, okay? Powerade ain't even on the field. Powerade ain't even come to practice.
Whenever they want to dump a Gatorade on a coach, isn't it always full? Why is it always full? Because nobody's drinking it. They bought it, but they didn't drink it.
They've been playing for 4 hours. This game was 4 hours long. You only think they got one container? You bake a fresh batch, put ice in it, and then you make this coach sticky for the next 3 months.
You're gonna put ice.
You know there's multiple coolers at Gatorade outside. Stop it.
In an already worthless drink, you're telling me you're going to have reserve Gatorade to dump on top of the real Gatorade that you drink? That's not happening. I'm interested in what Gatorade does to the ground, all right? Does that grass grow hard, or does it die, or what does it do?
That grass grows better than any grass.
Really?
That grass has nutrients, okay?
You think
that grass has electrolytes.
Are you serious?
That grass got electrolytes.
I think that
grass don't even need electrolytes.
If you pour Gatorade into a farm's soil and then you let the grass grow and then you let a cow eat the grass, by the time you eat the burger, the cow would be like, you don't want to eat that.
Can Gatorade make plants grow faster? Because we've all been in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And
we
know.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. This is the most research we've ever had on a fucking episode of this podcast. This is the first time we've ever been accurate about anything. Oh, man, we just be guessing. Okay. Plants need a mixture of water, light. Okay, somebody misused the comma. Plants need a mixture of water, light, water, and soil with a lot of nutrients and minerals in it. Oh, what the fuck? Who wrote this? Adding Gatorade to the soil will stunt the plant's growth before it even starts. This happens as a result of the added sugar from Gatorade. Now, to your point, to make it fair, will Powerade?
I can already see where this is going. I'll tell you right now, maybe the research hadn't been done because maybe people haven't stumbled onto the hidden effects of Powerade. How much power it gives you, how much aid it aids you.
We concluded that Powerade does not help a plant grow.
Haters.
We also came to the conclusion that it is best to give a plant water.
You not reading that.
Nigga, I'm telling you what it says.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Did you ever play football?
Come on.
Okay, sorry. You played a sport? This nigga said, come on.
Yeah, let's not. Let's act like we know each other. You know what I mean?
Sustain.
Yeah, I play a little bit of soccer, and we would sometimes have orange slices on the sideline and some Powerade.
And what?
Powerade. That's where I first had Powerade, was playing soccer, yeah.
You had Gatorade. Don't lie.
Look, don't some kids lie. Brought their dusty Gatorade to practice. And I'm sure it helped keep them slow. And the rest of the kids had Powerade.
So we I were think out the here only bullying reason them. You
bullying I think them.
You, I think you fuck with Powerade so heavy because it's got the word power.
Yeah, because here's the thing. This is what people don't understand about sports. All right? This is what they don't understand about physical activity. Okay? Mm. What they understand about strength and conditioning.
About what?
All right? Strength. And conditioning.
Did you say strike? No, your Louisiana accent hopped out. That's fine. I know it. They don't know, but I know.
You need power.
Okay.
To pull off all of these. Okay?
You need Jesus.
And when you need power, where do you go?
Jesus.
Do you go to something that doesn't even have it in the name? Or do you go to Powerade?
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Do you go ahead, and if you need a big squat, right? Let's say you're trying to hit a PR in the gym. PR is a personal record for those that don't know. You try to hit a PR in the gym, you try to get that power going, you need some Powerade, all right?
Why are you saying it like that?
Just to emphasize how important it is.
Power!
Yeah.
I would have believed that order.
No. Sometimes you have to say things between your teeth. Yeah, like whenever your mom wanted to scare you, she'd be like,
is true. It's know? Also because it's like, I'm trying not to yell.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember, I don't know how set up was with one of my friends one time, but I did the talking through the teeth thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend went, oh shit.
Yeah, because it's like when someone talks to you between their teeth, it's like they already bit you.
That's so funny.
That's the level of scared you get, where they're like, get over here. Your mouth.
Here.
Your mouth. Didn't I say not to ask for any Skittles?
It is a thing that children will get you to that place.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you'll see these videos. Like, you saw that dude straight up press his teacher, like really want to fight his teacher.
That's always happened. No.
Okay, there's a video of, like, the reason this one went viral, though, is because a teacher did swing on him, right?
Is this a black boy?
He was, what you move on? I believe he was Hispanic and the teacher was black, right?
Okay.
And the kid is, like, up and, like, in his face and everything. And I didn't watch the whole video because I was just like, I don't need to spend my day doing this. But right. It was just like, he was really pressing up. And no one, obviously, I don't expect the other students to do anything.
Right.
But people forget. People always have an opinion on when people swing, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
But people forget that before anyone ever swings, there's usually, like there was in this situation, people holding up cameras filming instead of helping.
Right.
And then people
just being bystanders instead of getting in the way and trying to diffuse it. Right. So it's like, you could be doing your best to be like, sit down, get out, whatever, whatever. And then if somebody's like in your face, in your face, in your face, at a certain point of being in your face, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
I mean,
you
just,
there's an instinct that kicks in, you know?
At a certain point, because it's like when I think about like my male friends would tell me of like when they got to a certain age, they would then challenge their father.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what happened? He's like, but every friend was like, my dad punched me in my chest.
Yeah.
And then I sat the fuck down.
Also, like, that's the other thing, too, is that it's like, I don't know what this kid's home life was. I don't know what, I don't know anything about either one of these people. All I know is, like, if someone is, people, like, everyone on the internet is such a saint when it's other people's problems, but it's like, yeah, everyone commenting was like, you know, oh, he has to hold himself to a higher standard, all that. Sure.
Fuck it. Punch that kid.
Sure.
Punch him.
But.
Punch him.
This guy is getting pressed for longer than I was watching the video. The video is like, I think it's 2.5 minutes long.
Punch that kid.
And so that's when somebody started filming. And it's just getting closer.
Because you didn't see the altercation beforehand. You didn't see the argument. You see the little boy hop up, then walk to the class. This shit's probably been going on for 10 full minutes.
And so it's like, after a while, the kid's like, all right, I don't know. I don't know what to tell
you.
And then they start, swinging on each other. And now you're fighting a grown man. And then this is the most annoying thing is that, so I did, I was like, I'm not going to watch this, whatever. Right. And then someone later I saw it cause it went super viral. Then later I saw just the ending. And it does seem like as soon as the fight started, that's when the principal and the officer and everybody showed up. It's like, guys, couldn't have been here 15 seconds earlier. This thing has clearly been going on
for a while.
Yeah.
I've had an argument for an argument with a teacher lasts forever. Forever. Yeah. Because neither one of you will back down. There's long moments of silence. Like the longest, I remember one of my teachers in high school arguing with him because like my economics class, I just could never get economics. One, I need to see things. Two, economics is completely made up. Of course we go in recessions. Of course we go into depressions. Because all of this shit is fucking fictional, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going, and I'm just in class going back and forth with him, back and forth with him, back and forth with him. And then eventually I just go, whatever, coach. And he was like, oh, that's your big comeback? Whatever, coach, that's what you're going to say? I said, either I cuss you out and get suspended, or say whatever, coach. So I'm going to say whatever, coach. And he's like, yeah, that's a good plan. Like, he completely agreed. He was like, oh, yeah, I would have to kick you out. All right.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's also where he realizes as an adult, it's like, maybe I've taken this thing too far.
The 16-year-old is the one that shut this down?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Mm. The fact that I wanted more of this is, like, a little weird.
Sir! I'm sorry, in that moment, he was like, she can't be... I'm 40.
I also can't let her be right for long in the classroom. Like, if he lets you be right for a quick second, it's like, hey, all right, he's still in charge, right?
Right.
So it seems like this moment right now is the perfect time to kick it to the listener and let them know, hey, you don't even really have to vote. You don't even have to let us know how you feel as much as other episodes because Powerade is better, and that's
just not
the way it is.
No, okay? It's not. It's better. Listen, it's not the whole point.
Just doesn't get it, and that's all right.
Nigga,
okay?
The whole point of a sports drink is to rehydrate you, and there is science that proves that Gatorade hydrates you better because of the components of Gatorade. It's not like, who is he even looking? Who is he looking at? Do y'all know who he's looking at?
You know, let us know what you think. Let us know if it's Gatorade for you, Powerade for you. Let us know which one quenches your thirst, which one makes you feel like you're ready to get back out there on the field, on the court.
When was the last time you was on the field?
I don't really have to answer.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No.
I've never been an athlete and never mm-hmm. and never tried to act like I was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yous,
mm-hmm.
on the other hand.
No, me's. Okay.
Yes, yous, Joshua Ezekiel Johnson, sitting up acting like that just because, listen, if you was playing soccer at the same time you was getting orange slices, you wasn't even varsity, baby. You weren't even JV.
Wow, we're talking about varsity now? Okay, look, let me just let you know
that didn't even play Powerade
got me where I am today, okay? Help me from falling out on that field. Help me.
Powerade got you doing a podcast in a padded room.
You'd rather I go with your Gatorade, with your ditch dined and dug out Gatorade? But yeah, y'all, let us know how you feel.
Yeah, let us know that Josh is once again wrong, wrong, wrong.
Y'all have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend, all right? Dulce just doesn't get it.
Josh is always wrong.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to be out on the road as part of the freshman tour doing stand-up. You can catch me in Kansas City March 10th and 11th, in Oklahoma City March 16th and 18th, in Fort Collins March 31st and April 1st, in San Diego April 20th through the 22nd, and in Dayton, Ohio June 23rd to the 24th. If you are looking for tickets or any of that stuff, you can find it at dailyshow.com/Josh Johnson. Can't wait to see you there.
Hello, friends. It's your girl, Dulce Sloan. And I got some shows coming up. Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase in Ann Arbor, Michigan, March 9th, 10th, and the 11th. And I'm going to be at the Blue Room Comedy Club, April 5th through the 6th in Springfield, Missouri. Come check me out. Love you. Bye.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.